Attack of the giant tapeworms. It happened one New Year's Eve, when tapeworms that had mutated grew up to be as big as trees. They came from the swamp and sewers, 1,000 or more at least. And then they ate all our flowers and trees that were planted with peat. And then for some reason retreated, perhaps planning their final assault on our town and all our people, or maybe they were out of salt. 'Cause tapeworms need salt to eat their food, and that was their fatal mistake. 'Cause we had some time to plan our defense and the course of action that we'd take. Attack, attack, was the tapeworm battle cry. But those giant tapeworms were no match for our squirkins, our super soakers, squirkins filled with light. Attack of the giant tapeworms just turned out to be a big mess, with giant tapeworm carcasses lying everywhere, more or less. But tapeworms have lots of protein, and so we had ourselves a feast, and barbecued up some tapeworms, and saved on our food bill at least. Attack, attack, was the tapeworm battle cry. But those giant tapeworms were no match for our squirkins, our super soakers, squirkins filled with light. Attack of the giant tapeworms. It happened one New Year's Eve, when tapeworms that had mutated grew up to be as big as trees.